is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformers news and reviews, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 518. I am Brian Kilby, and with me this week, I am joined by the effervescent Melvar. Matt, how's it going?
Pretty good. Couldn't help but notice it took two people to cover for me last week when I was gone.
This is true. Oh, how are you feeling? Weren't you sick last week?
Headache. I've had a couple rough weeks, but I'm doing pretty good.
I'm sorry. Well, we're glad you're back. It's not the same without you.
I know.
And we couldn't afford to bring two guests on to fill your place again this week.
That's true. Actually, thanks to Jason and Eric for covering last week. Thank you, guys. Yes. Don is also here. Don, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. Tired.
Tired.
New shift at work, 4 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, nice. Not fun. That sucks. Hey, I was talking to my buddy Dusty, not Griffin, Camberides, the one that we gamed with, who's from Danville, your hometown. And he told me that from here in North, what would be, I guess, considered North Charlotte, it's only like a straight two-hour shot to Danville. I thought it was longer than that.
Well, it depends on how the traffic is going through Death Valley and down through Winston-Salem.
He takes 85 all the way.
But there's bottlenecks between here and there.
That's true. But, you know, we live close enough where we can hang out more. It's pretty awesome. Chris is here.
Okay, but what road do you take to get from Tulsa to Dallas or whatever Fort Max does?
That was awesome. God, that's my favorite bit from Superhero Time. It's the only one I remember. Chris, how's it going?
You don't remember, like, you know, all of JD's poop stories? The sour cream, too.
Yeah, I will never forget him. I will never forget him doing the Gavin song. Gavin!
Real quick, Diecast, how are you doing?
Excellent.
Awesome. And Rob?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Good. So you mentioned JD.
Yeah.
So our JD Memorial episode is the end of June. And I was pushing to have the new version of our website up for the JD Memorial show, but I'm pushing ahead. Actually, I want to have it up on Monday, June 5th. So we're going to be promoting that, and pretty excited about it. We'll have more details next week, but come Monday, June 5th, the new site should be up. It'll be the first time we've had a new site since 2009.
All right.
It could make or break us. This could be the end.
Well, the site we have is pretty broken as is, so I don't see how it could get much worse.
You know, it was so cutting edge when it was new, but that's how everything is.
Yes, but the computer I bought in 2009 also was maybe not cutting edge, but it was at least cutting, and then it just kind of dulled very quickly.
This is true. This is true. Actually, speaking of, so the cool thing about the new website, it's going to make it so that it's easier for people to subscribe and find the material. So like if you have Apple Podcasts on your iOS device, your iPad or your iPhone, Matt just got a new iPhone for work. He could install Apple Podcasts and click the button at tfradio.net/518 once this episode is posted, and you can have it in your Apple Podcasts app. And there's a little tab there. It says reviews. You could click that and then leave us a review while you're listening to the show. You should do that. We would appreciate it.
Well, maybe wait until after you finish listening to the show so you can actually, like, you know, accurately review it.
No, do it while you're listening. Just
that maybe way do it while Kilby's reading the introduction. That way, you know, it's already locked in there and you can't change your mind after you actually hear the show.
That's true.
Do it now before you find out what we're really like.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, see, if I ever start pushing for people to review Superhero Time or, you know, one of the Superhero Time branded podcasts, I would probably use phrasing like that. Review us now before you actually hear the show and change your mind and want to run away.
That's funny. So we didn't mention this on the show last week because I really just decided to do it over the weekend. I posted a Twitter contest that, you know, we do that from time to time. I just randomly get an urge to do it. Posted a contest to win Croc, Titans Return Wave 4 Deluxe Croc, who a lot of people
really
like.
That's a really pretty toy.
It's a beautiful toy. And I posted that. Basically, all you had to do was follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. And also, yes. And also retweet the tweet. And our winner is Final Fantasy VII Rules, a.k.a. Dinobot Maximize, a.k.a. Michael Stanford. So, hey, congratulations, Michael. Usually when people win these contests, I have no idea who they are, but Michael's been a listener for a long time, so it's congratulations. And make sure that you're following us on Twitter, because who knows when I'll have a random urge to do a contest. I've always loved doing contests.
Follow us on Instagram, because sometimes we do it through there, sometimes even through the Facebook page, right?
Yeah, that's true. At TF Podcast on Instagram and TF Radio on Facebook. What, John? Don, sorry.
And the cool thing is, if the quality holds up, that's a much better, a better fine-tuned figure than Skullcruncher was.
Yeah.
And he looks really good, too. So that's really a nice... Plus, he's like one per case. So, you know, he's...
Even better than all that, Croc got the Hey Mickey seal of approval, and that's not easy to do.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
Or at least the yellow on him did. I don't know how he feels about the rest of the figure.
It's pretty. Actually, speaking of... We're going to talk about a couple of the things we got this week, but remember, for a full rundown of what we got this week and all the new pre-orders, check out our podcast, There Goes My Money, which will show up this weekend, or if you're listening to this like next week, which this is May 10th, it'll already be there. I just want to mention I got Croc, and it's beautiful. Which that's the reason.
And that's not the one the person won on.
No, that's
Twitter,
not the one the one. Person won. But that's why I did the contest. I'm like, God, this is awesome. We should give one of these away. And like, oh, yeah, I can do that. So that's when I did the contest. He's beautiful. So very
Croc pleased
with that.
Croc is the prettiest toy in that assortment.
Absolutely.
Like, hands down.
Absolutely. Anybody else get anything cool?
Well, go ahead, Don. I'll let you go first.
No, I won't save mine to the last. No, you go ahead.
Okay.
I got something special.
Okay, so I'm kind of pulling a Don here in a couple ways, because I got something new, but I haven't opened it yet. But I also Donomics the hell out of this. I got finally Brawn and Roadburn. Where there's a camera. Brawn and Roadburn finally showed up at a store I could drive to.
Oh, nice.
They were at Toys R Us. And so from Adventures with the Chaos on Velocitron set, which I helped set some people up with, including Kilby and Triplet.
Yes.
I had a lot of Toys R Us reward points built up. I also had gotten a 15% off coupon in the mail.
Nice.
So those two figures, which cost $9.99 each before tax, I got for $9 for the pair of them after tax.
Nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
It was very satisfying.
That's a good feeling, isn't it? When you can when you can add to your collection and not feel like you've spent too much.
And I still have rewards points left.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Would have gone for free.
I never use my card because Kim gets the email. I don't want to use the card to get the points because my wife will get the email. And they're like, "Well, we can say no email." Well, guess what happens when you say no email? They still get an email.
You have to get a new card set up for to a separate email, Brian.
I know.
Yeah.
Or just change it.
Because when I got my Chaos set with my, because I put my trip to Jolanta on my Toys R Us card, so I wound up between that and everything else, I got my Chaos set for $63. So that's really good. That was kind of a nice bit.
Cool.
But did I catch you anything?
I did. I got a bunch of stuff, but
we're only going to talk about
one thing because everything else is going to be talked about on There Goes My Money.
On your podcast.
On my... Feels weird saying that. But I got a Transformers The Last Night t-shirt, which came straight from Taobao. But it's really nice. It's really good quality, and it has the Transformers 5 movie logo on the back. So...
pretty cool.
I'm pretty happy with my t-shirt.
That looks like that would go with some sort of promotion or something.
Yeah.
Probably.
And my goal one day is to be in a Transformers movie.
So tweet it out.
But eventually I'm going to tweet that out and hopefully people will retweet.
3 million times.
3 million.
Just past
or 18 the, million or,
past
you know,
the Nuggets guy.
Yeah, past the Nuggets guy. Because then they can't ignore you.
Yeah. What about you, Matt?
Yes, it was not easy, but I got Broadside.
Nice. It was easy for me. I just went to Walmart.
See, well, so did I, but not my Walmart, because after months and months and months of my Walmart's peg sitting empty, when the release date finally hit, they just went ahead and restocked waves 1 and 2. you know, toys that are a year old now.
Did you find any variant head chrome domes?
I did not.
Oh.
I checked every one. So, luckily, Free Comic Book Day was this past weekend, and I have a tradition of going out of town, and they had one broadside on the shelf at Walmart, and he is now mine.
Nice. Very nice.
I got that in the last week, too. I just didn't feel it was worth mentioning.
No, well, his jet mode's not worth mentioning.
He has jet mode?
I might hang around for There Goes My Money and talk about it a little bit more then.
Sweet. Rob, you got anything?
Not toy related, no.
Okay, so I am going to mention this. Kim got me a glass bottle of cheer wine while she was out.
Nice.
So I'm going to swap drinks right now. Nice. Okay.
That's a good wife.
Yeah. Don, what did you get?
Oh, well, I just now saw we were only doing the one thing, saving the rest of it. Oh, I'm going to bring out my big gun because I want to wow everybody. I did something. I was going to do it. Then I chose not to do it. Then I saw a chance of doing it for less. So I went ahead and did it. So I done Don gone and done it. So
okay.
What have you done?
What have I done?
What have you done now?
Is it big?
It is.
Is it another Kronos?
No, it's even a little bit better than that.
Only a little bit?
Oh, that's disappointing.
That's on the
Pretenders!
Oh, nice!
All right!
Oh, yay!
Welcome to last week.
There was an eBay auction. They ended at 2:30 a.m. I had to be up at 3 o'clock anyway. I got them shipped for $160 for the pair.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good job, Don.
So, that's the one good thing about getting up at 3 a.m. for work is you can hit the auctions. So, I figured $80. I still saved about 30 a piece counting shipping over what most places are charging for them. And even though I have the Oil Master mode, I really like the deco on Optimus. It's weird having the Cerebro shell for not Grand Maximus, but it's nice. It's just really, really nice to have these because these were the main two things I wanted from the last subscription service, and getting them for that price really made me feel better getting them. So.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Awesome, Don. Awesome. Sweet. Okay, let's jump to This Week in History. In 2013, so 4 years ago, Hasbro puts up the second of two online polls in the fan-built bot program that would ultimately produce Windblade.
But we haven't got a really good Windblade until, well...
R.I.D.?
The STCC one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, the one that's out currently with the battle mask face and the slightly tweaked deco is actually really nice looking. It's still not in like what I would say is the standard Windblade colors because it's still primarily red, but it's a lot more finished looking than that original release was, while staying within the same general visual identity.
It's hard to believe that was 4 years ago.
To me, it feels weird because that poll was 4 years ago, and we've had like five. How many Windblades since then?
Oh, well, the generation one. Well, it's three if you count the Cyberverse. Legion class so one.
That's, the Windblade poll actually seems like it was longer.
Yeah, that was my point. It does seem weird like that. So, it seems like it should be longer considering how long the character feels like she's been around now.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
And how long it took to get the figure made, and then we've had the whole Victorion thing since then.
The Victorion thing was easier to do on a quicker timetable just because they weren't making any new molds based on the poll results.
That didn't feel like a quick timetable, though.
It was quicker than Windblade.
Well,
yeah.
You know, all that had to do was come up with decos, basically. Like, that's the only thing that was specific to what the toys would be. Then it's just scheduling the factory time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any of the retooling would have been done already.
So, 2011, 6 years ago, we got the Transformers Dark of the Moon movie adaption from IDW.
In trade adaptation.
Paperback. Adaptation.
Adaptation in trade paperback. 6 years
don't
ago.
Don't get all snooty, Brian. Get all snooty.
Don't get all snooty about English. Don't get all snooty when you say a word wrong.
Yes. I didn't get snooty for saying the... Okay.
Your face did.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Okay, so...
Look, we have nothing interesting to say about the item itself, so we're going to fill the time by, you know, harassing you.
It just bugs me because, again, the timing seems weird because it doesn't seem like 6 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, 23rd, that Windblade story seems longer, farther back, but that seems like it was more recent. It's just weird.
Okay, so here's the weird thing that I've experienced with the movies, just, like, in general. All of them, to me, feel like they happened at the same time. Like, they feel like they were a simultaneous event. I cannot really delineate one from another in a sense of how long ago they happened.
Is there some sort of, like, inverse tachyon pulse going on?
It's just like, you know, if you want me to talk about an event that happened during Dark of the Moon, for instance, it's like, okay, which movie was that? Because, I mean, the movies kind of all blend together for the larger part, mm-hmm. so it's really harder to distinguish the timing of them because none of them feel separate from each other. I'm probably not explaining it very well, but it just like all blobs together in my head. So like the 2007 movie might as well have happened in 2014 for as much as it stands out as a single event in my mind.
I don't consider them indistinguishable from each other because I think the first one has its own unique identity from the others. And Dark of the Moon has its own unique identity. But Revenge of the Fallen.
I guess that counts.
Yeah, that's true. But Revenge of the Fallen and Age of Extinction might as well be interchangeable to me.
I keep that kind of hurts my head. But
the other thing too is that like all of the other movies could fit in the time it took to watch Age of Extinction.
Yeah. True. Okay. Fitting. So let's jump to our new old segment. Our new segment because we just started doing it like 3 episodes ago. But old segment, considering that I first did it in the year 2000. So this is the first new poem that we've done since bringing the segment back. This poem it's our first haiku, and this poem is called by Michael Bay. A distant roar heard, explosions in the distance. Now cue the fart joke by Michael Bay. There you go.
Better than the stereotype on jokes.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, you could use a statutory rape license.
No. Should have been the now too many cue syllables. The hot girl.
Fart joke, I think, was more fitting.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, just speaking of what Chris was just speaking of, that's how I keep them straight in my head by whatever it is that offended me most about each movie.
I almost spit out my cheer line. That was
good. How can you keep track?
Okay, so number two is Revenge of the Fallen is Skids and Mudflap.
Yes, oh god.
Age of Extinction, give me your face, depending.
Oh, no, that's not offensive. It's that's awesome. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Age of Extinction is statutory rape license, but what are Dark of the Moon in the original?
Dark of the Moon is all the killing, just just how bloodthirsty it is.
Yeah, and the first one is Jazz getting ripped in half.
Dark of the Moon is heroically killing an unarmed old man.
My here's my explanations of 1 through 5. You have Megan Fox 1 and 2, then you have Bag of Hangers, then you have...
Thank you,
Asian Megan Fox, and now you have Megan Fox lookalike.
I'm surprised Devastator's Anatomy didn't make it onto anybody's list.
Oh yeah, that's a good point too.
Yeah.
That's
so only There's one of so those doesn't include a Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, okay, so the Devastator's testicles thing, like that is literally just a 30-second little part of the movie. Skids and Mudflap are the entire movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, it's a volume-based thing, kind of.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, not watched it. Let's jump to our big item for this week. So, Transformers The Last Knight theatrical release date changed. Basically, they moved it up 2 days to June 21st from June 23rd, which is a Wednesday.
Oh, goody. What a birthday gift. Yay.
Is that your birthday, Don?
Yeah, June 23rd.
It's not my birthday anymore.
Don, do you want me to drive? I will drive down there. And take you out to see the movie for your birthday.
Take him out for a slab of ribs while you're at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ribs and
No. I want to celebrate being alive, not regret being alive.
Okay, no ribs then.
No movie. No movie. I want to see the movie, but I don't want it to be like, you know, the defining moment of the day, because that would be kind of depressing.
Yeah.
What if it's really good?
It could. So, okay. So,
that's good. I guess I needed that.
Every single thing I've seen about this movie, not every single thing, 80% of the stuff I've seen about the movie looks really good. And I get like excited because I'm like, this may be the good one, but I know it's not going to be.
No, that'll be the Bumblebee movie next year.
Possibly.
I think that's the one that has the chance of being actually a good movie.
Do we?
Because someone else is doing it.
So I don't. So we have a movie block, but I don't think that I think I want to talk about is in the segment. We got a new movie poster today. I think it was today or this week with Bumblebee.
We got several new movie posters, I think. The Bumblebee one.
Bumblebee in World War II design, like with soldiers about to like blow up a Nazi stronghold. It looks awesome. It looks awesome. So
yeah, just give me Captain America: The First Avenger with Bumblebee.
And, yes,
you know, just skip Transformers 5.
I know, I would watch that. So it's exciting, but.
Wouldn't Captain America be punching Bumblebee since he's a Volkswagen?
I think he's
a Jeep now.
Yeah,
in this poster,
that would have been the perfect opportunity to make him a Volkswagen, but also the point at which Porsche would most not want him to be a Volkswagen.
Yeah, that's true. But he's domestic. He's domestic. But yeah, so it looks great. I even put that on the show art for episode 518 because I think it looks so awesome.
Oh yeah, it's a great
poster. It's a great poster. I would actually consider buying that.
It's a great poster. It's a great poster, but I think it really just kind of highlights how do I want to say this? Awful this story is going to be.
We're assuming. We can guess. Well, educated guess.
It's a fairly educated guess.
Yeah, it's a fairly educated guess based on like how heavily in the promotional materials they're doing this retcon of the Transformers have always been here and have participated in every major event in human history, but still nobody remembers them.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah, who knows?
It's not inspiring my confidence, and that's why I put this as the big item, because, like, I'm wondering if the push back to Wednesday is, you know, a measure of concern that it's not going to have quite the reception they're expecting. And so they want to get a couple extra days on that opening weekend number.
So it depends on how they count it. Sometimes that isn't usually counted toward the weekend total, but it is counted toward the overall total. So like every movie since Revenge of the Fallen has declined as far as the opening weekend. The last movie barely made 100 million the first weekend in the U.S., which is a lot of money, but it's not as much money as it used to be when it comes to openings.
It's not Transformers money is the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, man, I don't know. Maybe. But this movie should make bank overseas. Like a Fast and the Furious 8 made a tremendous amount of money overseas. And the last Transformers movie made a lot of money. So,
It made a ton of movie in China where it was only allowed to run for like 3 weeks, I think.
Isn't it two or 3 weeks? Because that's how long they let foreign films run. So, I don't know. I think a lot has changed internationally since 2014, so I expect it to do even better than the last one.
Maybe.
So we'll see.
I mean, in terms of brand health, I want the movie to be successful.
Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong there. In terms of quality, you know, I'm a little iffier on that from what I'm seeing more and more.
I'll be honest. This will sound a little mercenary, but I want the movie to be super successful and make a crap ton worth of profit so that can get dumped into the Generations line and give us more Generation stuff. And that's basically it. Yeah, that's why I want it to be successful.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm saying. For the overall brand health, I want the movie to be successful.
Absolutely. Anybody else have any other thoughts around this before we jump to the news? Okay.
Nah.
So Titans Return, Voyager, Blitzwing, and Octone. We're found in California in Target. Is this the only sighting that we have so far?
No. There's a bunch of California sightings, and there has been at least one sighting in Texas.
Nice.
But I would like to point out in the picture it says, well, the article says Target, and the picture's of Walmart. I think.
Well, let's see.
Their shelf tags look similar, don't they?
No, those are Target shelf tags.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I see it now because I had to enlarge
the picture. Don doesn't have a lot of experience with Walmart, so I understand.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to enlarge the picture to tell for sure. The yellow and white threw me off.
Yeah, I mean, the color of price tags at places is often fairly similar. You can see in the second picture, though, like there's a picture of the receipt.
Okay.
I can't.
But no, I mean, from a distance, yeah, it could definitely be hard to tell one store from another just from the color of price tags. That's why you have to look at the font, because every store has their own font for their price tags.
Yeah.
But $28.99. Ooh.
Well, that's just at that one location. And okay, so like that, the Voyager Megatron I got in February? Well, you know, several weeks ago, a couple months when I got that, the target I got that at was $27.49. But you know, just based on the location, the market, you know, they have some flexibility, just like Toys R Us, to adjust the pricing on some items.
Yeah,
right.
And it's possible that when they come out, they'll still be like the Walmart price of $26 for the Voyagers versus the $29 that you're seeing everywhere else. So it could still be falling into that price category.
Could be.
No, I mean, like, at some of the sightings, they are still $24.99 like normal. I think one person reported they were $22.99 at the location they found them. You know, it just, there's a little bit of variance depending where you're at.
Yeah, hopefully they show up in North Carolina soon. That's all I'm saying.
And everywhere else. Or, oh, you know, go up for pre-order.
So I was surprised and not surprised at the same time, but a new Takaratomi Legends pre-order went up. Kickback and Crowbar, Brawn and Repugnus, and a Target Master, Trigger Happy. No photos
okay,
yet.
So Crowbar is probably an incorrect translation, or I should say interpretation. And it's looking like the most recent correct information is that it's Clouder, which is Double Dealer's name in Master Force.
Hmm.
Which kind of is disappointing that we're not going to be getting an actual, at least not for now, an actual Double Dealer in Titans Returns, which would be kind of...
Yeah, I mean, they could have just recolored the Megatron Blitzwing mold again.
Mm. No.
Birdplane! No, it doesn't work.
I'm surprised we got a second Double Dealer, honestly. A third is stretching.
Oh, I would love to have an actual Double Dealer.
Oh yeah, me too.
New toy.
Yeah. But not what we got.
I just wonder what Titan Master they're turning into Double Dealer.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Now it's entirely possible it will just be some random Titan Master body with a completely new faceplate. Because that's basically what we got with Sweeps, which is coming with the Sharktacon in Japan. But at the same time, there's a lot of Titan Master mold they haven't touched yet. Some of them could potentially be repurposed.
Question in the chat. Do we know which target in California or where in California that was?
The sightings I've seen have all seemed to be in Southern California.
Okay.
I've seen Los Angeles, Burbank. Those spring to mind. There's been a lot of sightings cropping up, but mostly Southern.
This okay. particular one is Manhattan Beach, if that helps anybody.
Interesting.
Okay, there you go.
So I was actually really excited by this when I saw the next item. And I first saw it on Facebook without the story attached to it. Optimus Prime and Bumblebee mugs coming from Vandor for $20 each. And they're so cute.
They are.
Just don't poke your eyes out while you're drinking your coffee on the Optimus Prime one, because it's got those ears sticking up past the rim of the mug.
So I guess
that seems like a bad design choice.
It does.
So I guess they're mighty mugs, I guess.
No, Don. No, they're not.
No, they actually have sculpted details and stuff.
Bad Don.
I want these mugs.
I'll tell you what, I'll buy you the mugs, Brian. You buy me the Unicron lamp. How about that?
I love you sometimes. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I think, okay, so you should buy him one mug and he'll buy you one of the Unicron lamps, and then you buy him the other one, he'll buy you the other mode.
Okay! I'll be glad to do that. All day long. Twice on Sundays.
Yeah.
That's a lot of lamps. Light up your whole house with Unicron.
Light up your whole house with Unicron.
Light up your life with you.
Let's see what else we got going on. Blah, blah, blah. Robots in Disguise, Minotaur Combiner Force, Team Pack, New Image. I didn't check this out earlier.
This is, you know, the unretouched stock photos. I think it's the first actual look at production toys for the set. And they've mistransformed Motor Master, of course.
Please. I was hoping.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, the stock renders, and I think the display at Toy Fair, I think these were displayed singly at Toy Fair, had the correct Motor Master head. This is the Menosaur head it's using right now.
What is the set? Like $20?
$34.99, I think, was the SRP for the combiner teams.
I'll probably pay it.
I'll see what Russ turns up.
Because like, if you assume the limb robots are close to the size of the Crash Combiner individual robots, you know, four of those in a pack and then one bigger central robot, that's pretty good for $35.
Yeah. Like, if this were like 2003, 2004, that would be mind blowing. But it's not.
But coming after Combiner Wars, it's like, you know, they could have done better, but keeping it simple for the target
audience. And keep the cost low,
And
Think about if when they were doing Robots in Disguise here, the original, if they had made something like this toward the tail end of that to be a second Ruination style combiner team.
That would have like
that would have been killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As it is, I can't really get into the like crash combiners or any of that kind of stuff. They just seeing them in person and seeing videos of them, they're just not really hitting the buttons I thought they were going to be hitting.
Yeah, same here.
The new mold that's coming, well, the new character that's coming out looks
Skyhammer.
It looks better than the other two, but for $15 and there's barely any articulation, it's just
That's the thing. Like I want a version of that design. The combined design and the individuals, I want those designs, but in an articulated form. I could do without the combining, theoretically, just, you know, it's not really working for me for what it is.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because not all toys are made for me.
This is true. Mm-hmm. People need to remember that. I'm going to move actually one item up. Speaking of things not being made for you, our buddy Anthony from TFU.info shared this with me today. And I know we don't talk about Earth Wars much, but I had to talk about this. Earth Wars on the official Facebook page posted today that coming soon, Laser Optimus Prime, Armada Megatron, Drift, and Barricade will join in Transformers Earth Wars. And while that is news, the thing I want to mention is the comments on the Facebook page, the posting on that, are ridiculous. It's a lot of people who feel incredibly entitled that this only be a G1 game.
And also, it's a Masterpiece fandom.
No, it's like 1997 all over again. Like I did.
Yeah, it's a Masterpiece fandom.
Yeah. What's awesome is it's a lot of people saying, well, I'm 35 years old and I've been a G1 fan my whole life. So therefore, I am what a Transformers fan is.
37.
Yes.
I'm 37.
Yes.
Same.
I'm 37 too.
I'm 34. 40. Okay. I am 46. I've got all y'all beat. And if I can love most, as Rob brought up in pre-show, if I can love all these different incarnations except Beast Machines and Energon
and the Dubs
and the Star Dubs, then other people can say, hey, it's not for me. They're trying to add some variety. It's nothing to lose your over.
Yes, exactly.
Well Don, like, you're too old for
it. Or I could just amuse myself by keep making a giant deal out of it and annoying you.
Yes.
Well, you can, but I'm taking the high road and not let it bother me.
That won't stop me, Don. That will not stop me.
So, Don,
you might have a heart attack getting up to the high road.
Nice. So while I realize that we make a lot of jokes about things that happened a long time ago before some of our listeners were born. So I do realize that or people who have been on the show as of like last week. So
Hey Eric.
So we do call back to a lot of things from the old days in the Transformers fandom. Not everybody lived through the period when it was mostly famine in respect to stuff coming out. So we look at things with a certain context, and it's just fun. It's just interesting. Funny's not the right word. It's interesting when we see how other people who didn't react to things.
That could be a discussion topic in itself, honestly.
It could be. Let's talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll pencil that in.
Pencil that
in. If we remember.
Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes for next week.
Yeah.
So, it's just interesting. So go to Facebook. We'll link to the article in the show notes, tfradio.net/518. So just read the comments for yourself. It's interesting. Okay. So, backtracking one item, mentioning here. So, Robots in Disguise, Soundwave, Running Change discovered on the Warrior class figure. So what's different about this?
Okay. So this was, our friend Swift, who found this. The Soundwave, as it originally came out, has a full face visor, like translucent red plastic for the whole face. The new one is a remolded head where the bottom half is opaque. It's a faceplate now. More like the card art, but it's not painted, so it's just blue.
Our friend Swift Eagle?
Yeah.
So, but he works for Lego. He wrote the Lego book. He can't buy Transformers, right? I love going into a store and seeing the Lego book there. I'm like, oh, my friend wrote this. So, but yeah, so that's cool.
I like the new face better.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of like the original style better because, like, this is the new one is more G1 inspired, and that's kind of the problem I have with it because it's not a G1 sound wave. It's a Prime Universe sound wave, which has its own visual identity more. Also, I just kind of like that full visor face thing. Like, the Cyberjets have that. Cybertron Sideways had that. That looked really cool on that toy. You know, it's a different kind of thing, and I like different things.
Yeah.
Different approaches,
Approaches. Hey, so one thing I want to bring up, going back to the last item, because I just checked the chat. Michael in the chat asked a question which makes me assume something. Don, based on what you said a few minutes ago, you actually like Kiss Players.
I like the toys.
Okay, that's like the little the PVC, the little PVC toys?
No, I'm saying the robots that came out in the line.
Okay.
I like those. I have a question with the fiction around it.
Oh, hey, Massey, so many questions.
Wait, Don always likes the human figures.
Not all of them.
Like Miko and...
Did we get a Miko? I forgot.
It was like The kids came in an entertainment pack set.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Where they were in the
New York set as well.
Oh yeah, in different deco.
Not Miko though.
There was a canceled second entertainment pack set that had Silas from Mech and one Mech Trooper, I think.
Hey Massey. So next item, Bitfig Part 2, new, how do I say this? Gashapon. Gashapon figure assortment includes Soundwave, Ironhide, Skywarp, and Nemesis Prime. Nemesis Prime's not G1, so he can't be there. Just saying.
Is it the big convoy recolor?
No, it's not. That would be awesome.
It would.
So, these are cool. So, are these like little PVCs? Is that what these are?
About an inch and a half tall. They will be 300 yen each.
That's not bad.
In a capsule machine.
Yes, in a capsule machine.
Gosh, if any of my friends in Japan are listening, find me these, please.
I think either Gashapon or Gachapon are both correct, depending. But that's.
I think it also depends, like, the context in which you're saying it.
Possibly. I think one of them may be trademarked to a specific company, too.
That's just too complicated for me.
Oh, it's extremely complicated.
Yes.
Like, I know the barest sliver of Japanese grammar, and even that's just kind of baffling to me.
Well, it's two slightly different words, both meaning similar sound effects for turning a dial.
Yeah. Okay, so jumping to the movie block. What happened, Don?
He smacked me with his tail across my face.
That's better than I thought it was. Good. Okay.
Well, at least that doesn't draw blood.
No, just lower just defense.
No, I just have a nose full of cat hair now.
Does that mean good luck?
I mean, you live with
sure,
a cat.
Don,
you live with a cat. By definition, you have a nose full of cat hair at any given time.
That's true.
I try not to think about that. But you're all getting Massey knit sweaters for the holidays.
There's going to be a Crush Soda Transformers The Last Night free movie ticket campaign. You buy 12 packs of Crush, and you get a free movie ticket to Transformers The Last Night.
At a participating Fandango theater.
Is it a participating theater? So, in the sense that it's a Fandango theater.
Yes, that's the sense that it's, a participating theater.
That's, most theaters, not, I think most theaters are Fandango, so that's actually kind of awesome.
A large number of theaters do honor Fandango, yes.
Because three packs are like $10 or less. That's ticket.
If you find your grocery store in a good week, like you can it's not too difficult to get like 3 for $9 on those Pepsi products.
That's actually a really awesome deal.
I didn't realize there was more than one flavor of Crush. Apparently they have pineapple, strawberry, regional. And grape.
There used to be cherry.
That's very regional.
I believe cherry is still around.
You can't get it here anymore. Makes me sad.
I think we get cherry.
Jealous.
Are sure not flavor? Strawberry?
What was the flavor Kim was wanting? Was that Sunkissed?
That was Sunkissed Cherry Limeade.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah, me neither. But that's awesome. So if you like Crush, or if your movie tickets are more than $10 for you, consider that.
See, like, that's the thing, too. I do like Crush, but not enough to buy 36 cans of it to justify getting a movie ticket.
Wait. Alexa, add Crush to my shopping list.
Okay, but you have to get the crush that has the promotional thing on it.
She added it to my shopping list. She'll remind me.
Alexa, add RC10 to my shopping list.
Very sorry. Nice.
We can't find that anywhere.
Yeah, actually, it may not even exist anymore, to be honest.
I know. That's the sad part.
I'm sorry, Don.
Okay.
Let's see what's next.
If it makes you feel better, I can't find Cherry RC anymore either.
Yeah, I've not seen that in a while either. So at T-Formers, there is a Last Night MTV Movie Awards clip gallery. How many photos is that?
50-something, I think.
Nice.
I made the gallery, but I can't actually remember the number of pictures I put in it.
So did you watch the video, I guess? What did the video show?
Anthony Hopkins saying, dude.
Okay.
That's pretty much the reason to watch that. Also, you get to see the World War One tank transformer in robot mode, and the decent look at Cogman. Also, Hot Rod transforming and spitting Laura Haddock across the driveway.
that's a good one.
Nice.
I mean, it's a fairly good clip for promotional purposes. There's not really much in the way of story to it, but that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
It's really just mostly watching to hear Anthony Hopkins go, dude.
Okay.
He does it in such like a drawn out way like that. It's so totally artificial sounding. Like, you know, that's a word he just doesn't say.
So we have a photo of the package art of the one step turbochanger Cogman leaked. I like it, sort of. I don't have any problems with it. What?
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's still just going to be a one-step changer.
Something's marked out, though. Any idea what that is?
Okay. So, if this is like a printer proof for the packaging, those one steps have the hook and then an empty space next to it. So this seems to just be marking through where the blank space would be.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
There was some speculation around if that was covering up something important, like a spoiler or something, but no, it's probably just cutting out a void space in the image file.
Nice.
Okay. I was thinking it might have been cutting out identifying information about whoever got this artwork.
That's possible, too. Like, if I was making something like that, I'd probably stick that up there because it is just an unused space in the printing information.
Yeah.
But either way, it's not covering up anything that would be, you know, especially relevant, except to maybe incriminate someone.
Yeah, and I'd rather not.
Well, no, I meant like, you know, possibly incriminate the person that leaked it, not necessarily get someone in trouble who doesn't deserve to be.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, but probably those would go together, so just as well.
Yeah. Okay, next item in the movie block. Transformers Last Night, a new promo spot featuring Optimus Prime with his dialect coach. So I saw this. Basically, it's... I can't pull, that's a video. But yeah. It's in respect to Peter Cullen having to practice his English dialect.
No, Optimus Prime practicing his English dialect.
So was it actually Optimus Prime?
Yes.
Okay.
With a human dialogue coach who he threatened to murder.
Nice. I read the press release on it, but I didn't actually. When it said Optimus Prime, I just assumed that it meant Peter Cullen.
No.
Nope.
That's one of those press releases that I scan and delete. No offense. But yeah, that's certainly something. So
Yes, Optimus Prime got a lot more comfortable with killing humans after murdering Frasier.
Yep. The Last Night Megatron Knight Armor Turbo Changer found at Toys R Us.
Which I think marks the first appearance of a Wave 2 The Last Night toy in the US at retail.
I actually kind of like the look of it, to be completely
honest. Oh, it actually looks really nice. I have that Armor Up or Knight Armor Turbo Changer Bumblebee, and like the alternate mode on that's real solid. Really nicely put together. Could use a little bit more paint, of course. But like based on that, this Megatron's probably going to be pretty good for a simplistic figure.
Yeah.
And especially if you're into how that vehicle mode looks.
Something for my nephew. Don?
I was going to say, I was talking with Chris earlier on Twitter, and Drift, Squeaks, Nightbane, and...
Slug?
Slug have actually shown up in the U.S.
A comic book store in Nebraska?
Kansas. So they are being shipped out, I guess, to specialty stores, maybe through Diamond, possibly, I don't know. But they are showing up, so you might want to check your local comic book shop to see if they've got them in or not. Also, Sea Spray was a part of that assortment that we saw in the pictures as well.
There'd be Cosmos with that too, but that's a little less important to a larger number of people.
Well, I want the Sea Spray, but, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, some people do need that Cosmos reissue. I've seen people actually being excited at the prospect of that coming out, because apparently people did still have trouble finding that, even though, as far as most of us were concerned, it actually did end up finding decent distribution before that segment of Generations ended.
I need Gears. They need to reissue Gears.
Same here.
Okay, what do we got next? Last night, Tiny Turbo Changers Wave 2 revealed. Okay, so I really like the Tiny Turbo Changers.
So do I.
They are the most fun things to just sit, hold, and transform when you are doing something else.
I don't know. I think bot shots still have that one out for me, because, like, you can push a button and they spring up and transform. It's more of a, they're like a really good fidget toy.
Well, that's what I like about these, is I can do it. I don't have to think, but also it doesn't make a sound.
Okay, feel like I have to pay a little bit more attention to the Tiny Turbo Changers, at least with the ones I have, because it feels like if I don't get the order quite like if I try to do one part before the other, the parts will not clear each other quite right. I have to start over again. It's a little bit more fiddly than I'd like for just an idle action toy.
So I found myself this past weekend when I was recording a podcast, or actually a couple, that I had Starscream in my hand. And jet mode, basically, I flip the arms, and if it can't get clearance, I flip the legs. If I can't get clearance of the arms, I just know to pull the arms out and then lock it in place. And it's really simple to transform back into jet mode. I mean, you don't even have to think about it. I really, really love these things. And there's a squeaks, and that's the important thing. I need squeaks.
Yeah, I like the two I have. I'll probably try to get one or two more. I don't feel like I need to get all of the Tiny Turbo Changers. But, like, they're a neat little thing to pick up once you actually know which ones are in the bags.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a few more of these, and they're going to be a really great, like, find in the Magic Goodwill bins in about 5 years.
This is also a thing they should really have, like, near checkouts in the bigger stores.
Yeah.
You know, these would be a good impulse buy thing more than they are, you know, have them sitting with the real toys kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, so let's go ahead and thank everybody out there who's using our Amazon link at tfradio.net/Amazon. So one thing I want to get across is Amazon is the only way that we monetize. So Amazon is how we pay the bills. So we don't have a Patreon. We don't serve ads. Just use our Amazon link, and it's really what helps us function. So please, please, please remember to keep using tfradio.net/Amazon. Or go to tfradio.net and click on the link and buy whatever you normally buy. Cat food, dog food, toilet paper, computers, you plasma TV. Actually, you can't get a plasma TV anymore, I don't guess.
OLED.
OLED, OLED TVs. That would be awesome. A couple things I want to mention. So we've been talking about Lyo Kaiser. He's still up less than $100. tfradio.net/LyoKaiser. You're probably not going to get another shot at getting another version of this, unfortunately. So,
damn
it. Yeah, I know. So definitely pick that up. Also, actually, let me make sure it's still available.
I checked. It was still there when I wrote the show notes.
Okay, so for less than $80, Transformers the Dinobot set with pop-up headquarters from San Diego Comic-Con 2014. Yeah, so definitely worth that. And something popped up this week, which I pre-ordered, of course. Diecast mentioned his Echo. And Amazon just unveiled a brand new Echo this week. It's called the Echo Show. It is an Echo with video capability. So
how does that work?
So it'll play music. It'll do whatever. It'll show you videos. You can do video conferencing with it. It's pretty cool. I've been wanting an Echo either for the guest room, which I sleep in sometimes if Kim's snoring really loudly, or for my bathroom for in the morning, like when I'm getting ready. I can listen to the news or something. I don't have one in there. So I've been wanting one. So I may take the one out of my office and either put it in the bedroom or the bathroom and have the Echo Show here on my desk. Yes, I've got the computer right here, but the voice capability of it, I love the voice capability of the Echo. It's phenomenal. So I use it all the time. So Echo Show is available. Go to tfradio.net/Echo if you want to pre-order. And if you're going to pre-order or if you're interested, please use our link, because that would help us out. And we love you.
And as always, if you're considering signing up for Amazon Prime, which is a pretty good deal if you use Amazon a lot, tfradio.net/Prime.
Yes, absolutely.
if we get to the point, Brian, where there's a dash button to order more Echoes, just give up at this point?
I know, right?
Yes. Yes, we should.
Yes, we should. I love the thing. I really would like to have the Google Home? Is that what it's called? Because I live in the Google ecosystem, but honestly, I like the Echo so much that I'm fine with that. Yeah. It's pretty phenomenal. Moving along, we don't have any third-party news. And I got Rob Springer suggested just blending the third-party news with the regular news. I think that may make sense. Let's try that out next week, see how that goes.
At least until the volume of third-party news picks up again.
It's weird that we have hardly had anything worth talking about. Because
I mean, I think what we've been expecting for a long time is kind of starting to hit, and it's just like the manufacturing space is probably kind of trimming down.
Yeah, it's interesting. So for a while, we had more third-party news than good first-party news.
Yeah.
So it's nice that it's switched, but it's still weird that there's a drought. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, this week on T-Formers, I reviewed Lost Light number 5, which comes out today at comic shops. I like it much more than the last couple of issues. I thought it turned out pretty nice. And I've got a couple of quick videos up for some of the things that Hasbro sent us at T-Formers. The Legion Class Barricade and Optimus Prime, neither of which is a new mold, but they're decent. Also, Turbo Changer's Bumblebee, which is a new mold and is, say, small one-step Turbo Changer. So, XV's got the larger Bumblebee Turbo Changer with the armor-up one. He's got
which is certainly a bigger Turbo Changer or one-step changer with a mask.
Mm-hmm. I think it looks damn sight better than one I got, but that's, you know, just me. He's also got a video up for Tiny Turbo Changer's Lockdown and Crosshairs, and of course the Wave 1 Identification Guide and Code List.
Cool.
Yeah, you can check that out to find out where on the blind bags to actually look for the letter code stamp and, yeah, the list of what goes with what.
Don.
There's pictures.
Don, wait. What, are you done, Rob? Is that it?
Well, I'll just add that sometime this week I will be putting up the last part of our package from Hasbro, or at least my part of it, the Premier Edition Deluxe Bumblebee.
Cool. Very cool. Okay, Don, why don't you tell us what's on the network this week?
All right. A lot of content out there this week. First one up is a brand new podcast, RPG Lessons Learned, episode number 1. You don't have to know what you're doing. On the first episode of RPG Lessons Learned, Dusty and Brian recount their first game together in 2010.
So long ago.
The lesson learned this week, you don't have to know what you're doing. Start a game, learn the framework, have fun.
Sounds a lot like our approach to podcasting.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't have to know what you're doing.
Yeah. Being Awesome, episode 102, we're already on the trek to 200 here with Rob Springer.
Heck, why not check to 1,000?
Yeah. Well, we don't get too ambitious, you know, too early. Tiny Turbo Guardians of a Galaxy Far, Far Away. This week in Awesome, Rob talks Star Wars Day and Guardians of the Galaxy 2 before talking Tiny Turbo Changers. Q&A wants to know, hey, are the Decepticons actually evil? Yes. how was your weekend? Episode 3, movies. A baby Groot-sized Guardians of the Galaxy 2 review. On this episode of How Was Your Weekend, Wendy and Brian talk about some of their favorite movie genres, films that they know word for word, and film franchises they love. They went to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2 this weekend, and they share their thoughts with only the slightest amount of spoilers, so take that into consideration. This show wraps up with Brian talking about his experience making a movie several years back.
It's a terrible movie, but it's out there.
I'm not surprised.
Also, we do talk about Transformers stuff in that. I'm trying to keep that show, like, not a geek show to be different, but I'm me, and she was the one that brought it up, so
And with the theme of this week's episode, it seems like that's probably appropriate for it to be included there, if anywhere.
Yeah, if you're talking about films that somebody knows word for word, a good chance that Transformers the movie is going to be one of my movies, so
yeah considering you spent that whole summer watching it every day.
Yeah, twice sometimes. Yep,
twice on Sundays.
Yes.
And on episode 15 of There Goes My Money, we tell your money where to go. On this episode of There Goes My Money, we discuss Tiny Turbo Changers, again, new Premier Edition movie toys, subscription service 5.0 Optimus Prime and Megatron. Also on the show, John talks about his $500 bag of sprues and screws. And as always, we talk about this past week's pre-orders.
Diecast, did you post anything this week?
I didn't post anything, but things that may be coming up, hopefully. I got three of the tiny turbo changers that I want to unbag and see if Chris's list is correct, see if I got the figures I wanted. I also have Voyager Optimus Prime from Transformers 5, which I have and I want to do a review on. I still haven't transformed him yet. I took him out of the box and that was about it. So,
well, Diecast, I transformed mine. He's not bad. It's a very interesting transformation. You just got to get he's just there at the very end. You got some panels to line up that kind of holds the front end together. So that's really the only thing that's not very fluid is the panels kind of hold the whole front end together. Otherwise, they do this onslaught like spring apart. So
this sounds like a trend with the new molds in the last night so far, because like Barricade kind of has that happening. I've heard Berserker is the same way. You know, it seems like the panels are of utmost importance in this line's mold.
Yeah, it's everything moves pretty well up until that last part when it all pieces together to form the cohesive shell, and that you got to kind of, it's like having Star Wars Darth Vader. You push a panel, something else pops off. You push another panel, pops off. So,
hey, push and then panel, his limbs get cut off.
Hopefully tomorrow I will have the upscaled masterpiece Bumblebee KO.
Nice.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Hey, I'll go ahead, Don. Let me go ahead and take this, because I have a couple things I want to mention. Of course, you can find this episode at tfradio.net/518. Don't forget our voicemail line. You can leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. In fact, we actually got a voicemail last week, which I will play now.
Hi, guys. I've been listening to you guys since the Fall of Cybertron days, when the video game came out and the toy line came out. I just wanted to let you guys know that you guys have always been really informative. Have always let me know what are good purchases to buy when it comes to the Hasbro line and all that stuff. I really appreciate your guys' insight. I've been a fan ever since. I've been listening to you guys consistently every week. And as a, you know, a lapsed Transformer fan, I used to collect, you know, his Beast War toys back in the 90s and now getting back into the swing of thing after Fall of Cybertron. I have a pretty sizable collection now that I'm proud of, and I thank you guys for letting me know, you know, which molds are the best or which repaints are really cool and really up and coming, and which toys are bad and I should be staying away from. So thank you guys for all your hard work, and I love listening to you guys, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for the voicemail. We appreciate that, and you also can leave us a voicemail, again, 931-99-GOBOT or 931-994-6268, and of course, we do accept texts at that number. I am on Twitter at BKilby, and on Instagram at Brian Kilby, and of course, we are on Twitter at TF Radio. Make sure to follow us, because sometimes I post contests. Congratulations again to Michael for winning the Croc contest that we just randomly had over the weekend. So congratulations.
Croc test.
Yes. We are also on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio and on Instagram at TF Podcast.
It was Croctastic.
Croctastic. And of course, check us out on our Roku channel, tfradio.net/Roku. Sign into your Roku profile, add it through the Roku channel on your set top box. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
People can get a hold of me on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EBR.
Matt.
They can follow Don at HMRC4EBR.
Nice. Chris.
They can follow Don at HMRC4EBR.
Diecast.
All right, I'm going to break the chain. You can follow me on YouTube at RC Reviews and also on Twitter at Diecast2.
Cool. Rob.
Thank you for being the Combo Breaker, Diecast. I didn't want to have to do it. I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers. I am on YouTube at Flailthroughs. And, of course, you can see the video content XB and I have been doing for T-Formers lately at T-Formers TV.
Well, it was a Diecast chain, so it would break eventually anyway. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link, Diecast.
That's not true. John, are you there? Did you disappear?
Well, he's at that John D on Twitter.
He is. And on Twitch.
Yes, hey, that too.
And of course, don't forget to watch us live, tfradio.net/live, every Wednesday around 8 p.m. Eastern time. We have pre-show till 8:30 when the show actually starts. We are on YouTube, on Twitch, and even our ancient Ustream channel, which I first set up like 8 or 9 years ago. We have started streaming to that again. So
I mean, it's been so long, I forgot Ustream was even an active platform.
I know, right? Thank you, Ustream.
We are everywhere you want us to be, whether you want us there or not.
Exactly. Okay, guys, thank you for being here. Everyone out there watching live and listening, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We do it for you. So come back, please. We'll see you later.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.